The February 2022 digital issue of School News Roll Call for Duarte Unified School District features an article from Dr. Gordon Amerson, superintendent, titled Staying the Course. As we have begun the transition into the second half of our school year, the district is continuing to navigate the challenges of the pandemic, while also moving ahead with very exciting and consequential work. In response to the unprecedented challenges of Omicron variant of COVID-19, the district has stepped up and increased testing capacity at school sites, as well as providing at-home test kits for scholars and staff. This was done to ensure we could maintain safe and healthy spaces across all school operations. Additionally, we have prioritized enhanced PPE for scholars and staff while on our campuses. We believe our proactive approach to mitigating the impacts of the pandemic has enabled us to keep our schools open and thriving. Additionally, lots of work is underway related to Measure S bond program. The Measure S bond was approved by the community in November of 2020 and will provide $79 million over the next several years to increase, enhance, and modernize district facilities to ensure our community and scholars have access to wonderful opportunities and programs across our schools. In the month of February, the district will be officially breaking ground on a new state-of-the-art gymnasium at Duarte High School. This is one example of the wonderful opportunities that are happening across the district as a result of the Measure S bond program. The district has also made significant progress on critical issues that will move the district and community forward. During the December school board meeting, the board voted unanimously to consolidate and close Andres Duarte Arts Academy at the end of 2021-22 school year. This critical decision is in an effort to right-size the district and respond to the ongoing challenges of declining enrollment. We are committed to creating conditions that will lead to a smooth and successful transition for everyone involved. And while we move forward with this process, our scholars, families, and staff will be actively supported the whole way through. This concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.